Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff West, who's Director of Sustainability with Shaw's Commercial Division. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thanks for being with us. Actually, you have big news today. Thank you for getting up early. I know it's 5 o'clock out there on the West Coast, but yesterday you had a big event. Shaw Industries and William McDonough, who you guys have been together with for a long time. I guess you've gotten together with Google, and you're tied in with some Cradle to Cradle Institute. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was actually, there's a group that was formed out here in California back in December of last year called the Green Products Innovation Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And that group really is a nonprofit organization that's based in California and really has been working on, you know, how do we make materials that's more regenerative and basically things that are more positive for the planet. And they really started connecting with Bill McDonough over the last year from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcement yesterday was Bill McDonough and Michael Brungard, the owners, if you will, of the Cradle to Cradle Protocol or Framework and the Cradle to Cradle Certification, has decided to gift that certification over to the Green Products Innovation Institute. So in the future, instead of MBDC being the certifier, it will be the Green Product Innovation Institute. And within that, there will be assessors, MBDC and many, many other assessors, that will kind of assess people's products before they go to the institute to be certified.
All right. And what is MBDC?
It's McDonough Brungard Design Chemistry.
Okay. All right. So you're kind of moving that third-party certification over from them over to this Green Products Innovation Institute?
That's correct. That's essentially what's happening. And whereas, I guess, in McDonough's mind, he's going to, instead of being focused on certifying and all that, he's going to give the materials chemistry information that they've gathered over the last 12 to 15, really 20 years, and they're going to give that over to the institute. And then he's going to focus more on back to building and product design, which is where his interests lie.
Okay. All right. And actually, Governor Schwarzenegger was involved with this. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, he was. Bridget Luther, who is the director of conservation for the state of California, was the one that really had the beginning with the institute, and through that had connected with Bill McDonough. And the governor was here. That the actually, as you stated, the meeting was at the Google campus, and the governor was here as well as the CEO for Herman Miller, of course, Vance Bell from Shaw spoke. And there were a couple of other people that also had the opportunity to speak.
You just mentioned Herman Miller, so there's several other companies involved in this other than Shaw, right?
Oh, yes. There's in terms of people that were there, there was Steelcase, there was Herman Miller, there was Mecca Shade, there was Method, Aveda, and there were several other companies as well. But those are a few of the companies that were there. About 200 people there altogether.
Okay. Are you the only flooring company involved with this?
We are the only flooring company that was involved in the Institute yesterday.
Yeah.
There is another flooring company in Europe that has participated in Cradle to Cradle.
Okay. And just for, I know most of our listeners know this, but explain Cradle to Cradle for us.
Cradle to Cradle is a process, you know, it's something that was, I guess, originated after the Michael Brungard, who is a chemist from Germany, and Bill McDonough, who is a architect from the U.S., penned the book Cradle to Cradle, and that book set forth a protocol, and then developed from that was a certification. The certification really has five components. The first component, and probably one of the most important, is materials chemistry. It involved the certification involves an assessment down to 100 parts per million of all the materials that's in your product, and then they have ratings of the chemicals, green, yellow, red, black, etc., and based on that, the products can be certified. The other thing is the end of life. How is the management of the end of life? It also takes into consideration energy, water, and also social responsibility. So those are the five categories. And within each of those five categories, the certification itself has some specific requirements in order to be certified.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you getting on here and explaining this. I know I needed to catch you before you jumped on a plane. Been talking to Jeff West about the Green Products Innovation Institute that Shaw is connected with, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.